Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I know this is an individual award and it says most valuable player on it, but I think it's derived from team success, and I love my team. We've got such a great locker room in Buffalo, and it takes everybody from the equipment staff to the training room to the strength staff to Slick Rick in the mail room to the cafeteria upstairs. Like, it truly takes everybody to have team success, and I'm so fortunate to be a part of a great organization.
The Bills make me wanna shout, kick your heels up.
Well, the Buffalo Bills won't have a Super Bowl trophy, but they do have an MVP.
Yeah.
That's
so
true.
That's good. Josh Allen won the MVP last night.
He did. I got a funny story about this. I didn't watch it. I didn't remember that it was on. I didn't remember that last night they were giving out the MVP because I have been trying to not think about what happened a week or two ago.
Yeah.
So I've been avoiding, you know, sports news and all that stuff, and I just completely forgot. What I really even didn't remember that I bet $100 in August that Josh Allen would win the MVP.
Oh, what was it?
I paid $1,000.
Oh,
so that's awesome.
So it was
that's
like
better
a little
than a Super Bowl.
It's not.
It is.
It is.
You got $1,000
in the radio business. It is.
Yeah.
No, it definitely is not. In fact, my mom texted me this morning. And this is what she said. She just turned 80 this week. And aww, she said, at least Josh got MVP, which he certainly deserved, as, in capital letters, as hollow as it is.
Yes.
That's my, as hollow
she's right.
as it is.
She has perspective.
Yeah, she does.
She gets
it. Okay, and I will say, I was talking about likability yesterday, and Josh Allen is super likable. I think Mahomes and Kelsey are maybe a little bit victims of overexposure, but Josh Allen was likable before, but Slick Rick in the mailroom, if you're the quarterback saying that, I do think it probably means that he's a guy that is getting to know everyone, no matter how low on the pay scale you are, right? Whatever your whoever's contributing.
Josh is an unbelievable human being.
That's awesome.
In fact, this morning when they announced he won the MVP last night, there was a video from this children's hospital where he goes to visit all the time, from the kids and their parents just congratulating him on winning the MVP.
Yeah.
These people in Buffalo, we have wrapped our arms around Josh from the beginning. He exudes being a Buffalo guy. He is the nicest. He's always there, like, signing autographs for kids and doing all that kind of stuff. He's just an amazing human being. And I just wish one of these days he could get a Super Bowl.
Let me ask you this question. Would you rather have a nice guy MVP or a butthole winning Super Bowls?
That's a great question.
It is a good question.
It is not a good question. The answer is very clearly butthole winning Super Bowls. You want a jerk?
So,
I'll take a you, I will yes,
yeah,
I will
as
have
a Chicago
jerk on
Bears
my team.
Fan, you are very familiar with jerks at quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Jay Cutler.
Jay Cutler, huge jerk. Didn't win a Super Bowl.
But he didn't win a Super Bowl either.
That's the worst combination.
If I said right now the Bears are going to take Aaron Rodgers and win a Super Bowl with him next year, you'd be okay with that?
Well, if that's he can't
no,
win.
No, but
he
I'm
sucks
just saying,
now.
Let's
but
say he can.
If,
would you do it? Because you hate that guy.
Yeah, I hate him. He's awful.
But what if
I hate everything about him.
What if
to your point.
Yeah.
But I'd rather have him winning Super Bowls.
Would you?
Yeah, darkness retreat. Yeah. Ayahuasca
is
using.
Bold. Oh my
you know,
God.
Come on, and psychopath or whatever he is. You would have him.
Yeah.
You wouldn't mind if he won the Super Bowl?
Oh, totally not. Yeah, let's go.
Okay,
I would be the first, right, but to buy an Aaron Rodgers jersey.
Would you?
Yeah, if he was winning Super Bowls for my team.
Okay. Well.
All right.
Even though he can't play anymore because he's old.
He's starting to look a little mangy. That's it's the manginess of it that really puts it over the edge.
Really happy with himself.
Scott, what will you be doing Sunday?
Not watching the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I've watched the previous ones. It's kind of broken my will this year, and I can't do it. Which is fine. I mean, I'll see what happened at the end. And I missed the MVP thing last night.
Well,
so
I've been following sports, and I didn't know that was last night.
But I am aware that there is a game on Sunday at 5:30 or whatever it is. And that they'll play a lot of cute, funny commercials and all that. So I just think I'm just going to skip it altogether.
You should go do something that would normally be crowded but won't be. Maybe you could go bowling.
Which they'll have it on the TV.
Oh, yeah.
Is Shamrock doing a hate watch party?
Yeah.
Not that I'm aware of, no. You know.
You should find a hate watch party.
Here, you and your lovely lady friend should go to, like, a Paul Mono's, which is always very crowded. Go have dinner. You'll be able to get in because everybody will be watching the game. And you'll be looking at pictures of Frank Sinatra.
This is not a bad idea.
You could pick.
This is not a bad idea.
You know what else? I don't know if it's open on Sundays.
Or could just go to a Chinese restaurant.
You could go to a Chinese restaurant. None of the above.
Like Jewish Christmas people on Christmas.
Yes. Yeah. None of the above. The Gerard Kraft Speakeasy. Impossible to get into. Wright's Tavern. Maybe you could get in. This could be roaming St. Louis. These are all the places that I got into during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I like this idea. I'm being football agnostic on Sunday.
That's fair.
Right?
I feel like you're hostile towards it.
You are. Yeah, that's true.
Agnostics are a little bit like me.
Okay. Then I'm being football hostile against.
Like an atheist. You're the atheist version of football.
Can I tell you, I feel it. I feel what you're saying because if my team's ever in the playoffs, any of them, you know, Cardinals, Bears, whatever, the first round they lose, I have a real difficult time watching the next.
Yeah.
I just don't want to see it.
Right, and you know, it's just the you talked about the what do you call it, overexposure and the Chiefs and Taylor Swift and all that just kind of grinds you down. But actually, I've done very well. I mean, there have been times in my life when they when they lost the four Super Bowls in a row when I was younger. I mean, I was depressed for a long time. This time, I got over it really quickly, and you know, I'm okay.
Define over.
I don't know. They're just. Other priorities to think about. I kind of was just exhausted by this. I loved the season that we had, but I was exhausted by the end. And then losing in the way we did again to the same team, it just was like too much for me. And it's okay. I'm going to enjoy next season, but I'm going to wait till it comes around.
And you've got $1,000.
$1,000
in my pocket.
Man, I need to put a bet on something.
$1,000, that'll buy you some Chiefs fatigue.
All right.
That's what that'll get you. Hey, tell us about.
Yeah. Speaking of roaming St. Louis,
roaming
where
St. Louis.
I actually went was Annie Gunn's restaurant.
Oh, yes.
Out on 64 Chesterfield.
In the valley.
And I met with the chef, the executive chef there, Lou. And a guy I had not met but had heard about. His name is Tony White, but his nickname is Tony Tomato.
I got to know Tony Tomato.
He's cool. And he grows his own produce. He serves about 80 restaurants in the area. He used to work at the Yellow Pages, you know, lost his job or quit because the Yellow Pages disappeared. And then he planted some seeds and took some heirloom tomatoes to Lou at the restaurant. And he was like, wow, these are pretty good. You got to work on it a bit, but they're pretty good. And from there, he has built his own business. Oh. He's out in Defiance, got some farmland out there, and he's buying up little tiny pieces, little parcels in urban areas now to grow, you know, peppers and tomatoes. And, and so it's really cool. And Annie Gunn's, I know, Amy, you have connections there, but it's a cool restaurant because it's so farm to table. It's all local.
Yep.
And the food is high, high quality.
I mean, and even like in the summer, sometimes the owners, the Tom and Jane Sainert, will have like their own berries, right, that they're growing, or, you know, tomatoes, even supplementing, so that you know that all of that, all of the fruits, the vegetables are local and fresh and peak quality. You said something really interesting as we, because I know we got to let you go, but with Tony Tomato, how the tariffs might affect him?
Well, he's preparing for the idea that there will be a bigger need for his product.
Yeah.
If these tariffs are onerous on other countries, and then so local growers and producers here will benefit and they will take advantage of it. And he's preparing to do that, which is why he's buying up these little parcels.
Yeah,
so
okay.
He's thinking ahead, and it's a great interview with both of them, Lou and Tony.
Lou
and
Rook.
It'll be part of, it'll be part of Total Information AM Sunday. And also chat with Stu Mack. We're talking about world records this week, which should be fun.
Nice. Chat with Stu Mack.
Awesome.
Three good things. Roaming St. Louis.
Yep.
All Sunday morning on 6:30
to
9:30 a.m.
6:30 to 9:30.
And go to the Smokehouse, which is right next to Annie Gunn's.
Oh, yeah.
With the, and The beef jerky there is the best beef jerky in the whole entire world.
Well, Tony bragged about the burger at Annie Gunn's.
Oh, the burger at Annie Gunn's burger is amazing.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Scott Jagow will be listening on Sunday.
Thanks for having
me. Glad you're doing okay.
I will be just fine.
Wanted to check in on you.
I am an involved human being.
Okay. Doing great.
Except Matt's laughing because he's seen me at a Bills game.
Yeah, I've seen you at the Bills game.
Never mind.
I said there's
forget
no
what I just said.
No chance in hell I'm going over there today. I don't want to walk into that funeral. Scott Jagow. Love you, buddy. Scott Jagow, right. KMOX reporter and anchor.